This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on last name Duggar, D-U-G-G-E-R, first name Wilbur. His date of birth is September 19, 1948. New paragraph. Patient's in for Dr. Fazio. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Fazio, thank you for this referral. This 74-year-old male comes here for evaluation. He does not smoke, drinks moderately, wine every night. He is retired American airline pilot, retired in 2008. He denies any drug allergies. New paragraph symptoms. He says he does not have any symptoms. He is here to check for factor 5 Leiden mutation, and there is a strong family history of this mutation. Past medical history: patient has hypertension, he also has coronary artery disease. His echocardiogram did show mild mitral and tricuspid regurgitation. The patient also had a cardiac cath. He was told to have a small vessel disease and stent was not done. He denied any history of blood clots or pulmonary embolism. Past surgery includes cholecystectomy in 1990, back surgery a few years ago, a rotator cuff injury also in the past. Family history, sorry, he also has a history of rheumatoid arthritis, and he is on tocilizumab, T-O-C-L-I-Z-U-M-A-B, 200 milligram every 4 weeks by his rheumatologist. New paragraph. Family history: his first cousin does have factor 5 mutation, factor 5 Leiden mutation. Review of system: patient says that while flying to Australia one time, his since the flight was 16 hours straight, he did have some swelling of the feet, but other than that never had any problem as far as swelling or pain or any blood clots. Physical current medication: he is on aspirin 81 milligram daily, atorvastatin 10 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5, and myocarditis 40 milligram daily, and armor thyroid 130 milligram daily. Physical exam: very pleasant 74-year-old male, 5'11 height, weight 176, blood pressure 130 or 70, normocephalic, IZNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. New paragraph diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, history of hypertension and cardiovascular disease. Diagnosis 2, family history of coagulation, hypercoagulable status. New paragraph recommendations. We'll go and check the coagulation profile and make further recommendations. He is already on aspirin, and since he did not have any blood clots in the leg or pulmonary embolism, I doubt that he will need anything beyond baby aspirin. But we'll wait for the results of the profile. Thank you. This is a consultation on Duggar Wilbur. Copy of this message sent to Dr. Fazio. Thank you.